I'm Harper O'Neill, and I'm hanging out with Donald Jenkins on his show Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. That's the only way Richard has said it to me so far.
Wait, he laughs every time he says my last name?
Yeah, Donald Jenkins. Giggle. every time.
Richard, I didn't know this about you. Why are you giggling, dude? Oh my gosh. This ought to be fun. Hi, Harper.
Hey, Donald.
Hey, let's get started. You ready?
Yep.
All right. This is very serious, very important stuff. I hope you're really nervous. That's all I have to say.
Terrified, shaking.
Perfect. Hey, I'm sitting here with a friend of mine, Harper, from, I'm just going to say, Texas.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big state, so you may be from another country as far as I'm concerned. But you're in Nashville for the weekend for the first time. Guys, this is going to be really cool. She is a songwriter and a great singer, but first time in Nashville, just graduated college.
Yep.
And so we're going to get like a different perspective here. So this is going to be cool. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
So I'm born and raised in Dallas, and then I just moved out or just moved back from Austin because I graduated in the spring.
Yeah.
Hook'em. And
wait, I don't know what that means. Is that Aggies?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good joke. Donald, you're funny. You got a sense of humor.
Well, I try.
Yeah. So not too hard though. So Richard came out to Nashville I'm gonna say a year ago, I'm not sure. And so he's had me out here.
He was obviously looking for college chicks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Good job, Richard.
And so yeah, so I'm here for the week and he's just showing me around and trying to get me to fall in love with a new city, although I do love Austin, so I could see myself going back there as well. Who knows?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Austin's cool.
Keep I'm not weird.
Right?
Someone's got to.
Well, y'all do a good job of it. How's that? But, you know, from a music standpoint, which I'm not music, by the way. I don't know if you know this about me. It's kind of weird. But, yeah, I've always thought that Nashville, we're Music City.
Mm-hmm.
But Austin, you people, y'all are claiming what?
That we're the live music capital of the world.
Yeah, it's so not true. Y'all are lying.
I don't think that's true.
Listen, I know we're in a campaign series, and there's a lot of fact-checking and lying going on, but I'm pretty sure somebody needs to fact-check that. But either way, we'll give you that. But you have played a lot on, 6th Street, right?
Yeah. So I play, when I was in college, I used to play a couple bars Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I will say something that seems different is they want you to play covers in Austin.
Yeah.
They want you to play what they know. So I never really got to play a lot of my originals that I've written there. And then coming here, everybody has said to me that nobody wants to hear you play someone else's song.
No, yeah.
Which kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that's kind of the exact opposite, I think. But you know what? It probably has something to do with what's a college town, too.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm sure here there are bars where they want you to play things that they know.
Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of people are looking as hard for new stuff as it seems that they are here.
Now, when you say covers, there's, from my experience, a difference between Texas country and Nashville country.
Yes.
What were you singing? You say, yeah, I was singing covers, but really when it comes to Texas country, there could be like some really big Texas artists that like a lot of us had never heard of.
Yeah.
Just because they're not really mainstream doesn't mean they're not phenomenal.
Right.
Right. They're just Texas country.
Surprisingly, unsurprisingly, top 40 songs is what people want to hear. But that also includes other genres. So people really like,
gotcha.
I play Bitch Better Have My Money. People really like that one.
This is a family friendly. Yeah. We got to censor that out.
No, yes, sir. Okay. Patrick Better Have My Money. And like I do Drake covers and people really like unsuspecting things.
Yeah.
So that's typically what I do. But I also do, I love Miranda Lambert. Love doing those songs and things like that.
Well, let's talk about your writing. When did you start writing your own music?
Okay, so I had a short stint in the marching band in high school, and
I'm gonna need details.
Yeah, pictures, photos.
Yes.
So I played the snare drum in the marching band, and my sister was the singer in the family, and well, she still sings. And so I kind of wanted to be like her, and so I kind of picked it up, I would say 16, 17, but never didn't start writing, I think, until I went to college because I didn't have anything to write about until I left home, kind of. So, you know, it's in dinner with my mom. Like, no. Yeah.
Well, it is your story.
Yeah.
So, and there are people that can relate. Anyway. So this is your first time in Nashville. How long have you been here? Less than 24 hours?
Yeah, it'll be 24 hours at 6:40.
And already have what that's about to happen, literally in about 45 minutes.
My first co-write.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, I need some information.
Yeah, all right, good. I've actually never done a co-write, but I know a lot about it, all right? Mainly because I just ask a lot of questions. So my goal here is to make you terrified. Okay, you ready?
Good.
Just
round
kidding.
Two.
No, I have gotten some of the best advice in the world from songwriters. About songwriting, sure, but the advice that I've heard from them, I could really apply in any area of my life. That's actually why I like doing this. I tell stories of singer-songwriters, and you know, you guys get to play your song, and I hear amazing music. But really, like, people want to know why I do this is because I think you're one of the purest like entrepreneur cultures out there.
Yeah,
right. I mean, you have to literally just create products every day
out of nothing,
and then, you know, figure out how to make a living at the same time. Right. And so there's a lot of perseverance and overcoming rejections and fears, that we all, you know, just living life have to deal with. So I get great advice from writers. I'll try to give you, you know, a few nuggets when it comes to the writer's room. All right. The first one, and my first probably favorite, came from two different writer buddies of mine. They were, pretty much the same, but one word difference. Buddy of mine, Weston Davis, said this first. He's with Broken Bow, great writer. And he's like, you know, if you're in a writer's room, you just got to dare to suck.
I like that.
In other words, don't worry about, you know, what other people may think if you say this, right?
Bad ideas are the good ideas.
Right. And then Corey Crowder basically said the same thing. And he's a hit songwriter, like, you know, number one hit, producing, you know, Chris Young right now. But his was like, dare to be shitty.
Yeah, okay.
So same thing, you know, just different emphasis on that last word. So
I was given a songwriting book as a gift once, and it said dare to be stupid.
Okay.
So I live by that, actually, you know?
Well, perfect. You're going to be great at this. But yeah, he also gave those reasons too. He was like, you know, what you say actually may be stupid.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But it actually may spark something in my mind or in somebody else's mind to actually get the song to go where it needs to go. So that's my first piece of advice that was given to me. So take it and do what you will with it. I've heard songwriting be compared to a lot like dating.
Really?
Yeah. So they say, especially at first, like, this is going to be your first co-write. So does it not feel like a little first date jitters?
This is actually my first date too.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm definitely nervous. Coming here, my sister, she gave me advice once that, you know, if you want to be a songwriter, you have to go to Nashville. And I didn't really agree with her at first because I was writing songs at home by myself. But she said that would be like wanting to be a doctor, but not going to med school, you know, not going where the information is and where people are doing it and helping you. So I'm really also looking forward to getting like feedback. A lot of friends have told me it's nice to have that immediate feedback right when you have an idea. So you don't waste time on something that's not good and try to make it work when it just won't. So I'm excited and I'm nervous, but you know.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Let me go ahead and give you some affirmation here first. You are already in kind of a top percentage of people just by being here. So know that, that there are a lot of people that are like you that want to, but can't or never did pull the trigger, regardless of like where you think success will be or not.
That's interesting.
You're in a top percentage of people that says, you know, I'm going.
Yeah.
Right? So just kind of feel affirmed in that anyway. You're already a success.
I like that.
But when it comes to songwriting, I like I said, I'm not the expert, but I love this advice that I get, and I can't wait. I've already heard a couple of songs from mutual friend Richard. He was showing me. I've heard you warming up, and I'm like, this is going to be good. But before I do that, I do have a couple of questions that I usually ask everybody on the show. No right or wrongs.
Do I get a calculator?
No.
Okay.
And I will say that you're the first guest that I had that I didn't really prep either.
Okay.
So you are going straight cold on these
questions.
So we're going to see, first of all, it's kind of just warming you up for your first co-write.
Okay.
All right. How's that? Because Brett's over there who's, you know, going to be your first co-writer, who's an amazing artist, musician, and very intimidating, let's be honest.
Yep.
Because he's so daggum good looking. But he's also a great writer. Now you're coming in and we're really got to just get you, you know, those muscles warmed up.
Yeah, all right. Do a couple push-ups.
Good deal. Well, no, I'm not doing that. If you could, and I don't, gosh, when did, I don't know if I asked you this first. When did you actually know that music was going to be something that, you know, you legitimately, not to do as a hobby, right? Mm-hmm. Not to just, oh, I like to do, but when did you decide at what age, like, this is, I'm going to do this?
I think it was sometime this last year when I was a senior at UT and all my friends are applying and interviewing for all these jobs. And I had a couple opportunities in the advertising industry to pursue. And it kind of came to me that with any job, I was going to have to work really hard. So I might as well work hard at something that I also enjoy.
Yeah.
And that I also is like a therapeutic thing for me. So it kind of just made sense. Like if you're going to be working hard, work hard at something you like.
Yeah. The other perk to this is they don't pay you. So it's, you know, good decision, by
yeah,
the way.
I know. You and my dad are in the same boat.
No, I love that. Because that's part of what makes you a songwriter is that you kind of have that. I don't have to have the certainty, right?
Yeah.
So that's cool. Is there a piece of advice, doesn't have to be in music, but that you've been given either by your parents or friends or, you know, whatever, that is the best advice that you've ever gotten and you just, it's something you've just always kind of held on to and lived by? What's that?
Okay. My grandmother always says you can't borrow tomorrow.
Okay.
I really like that one.
You know what that sounds like to me? A hook.
Yeah. She always says it.
Just throwing it out there, guys. If anybody's listening, everybody got an audience back there going, wait, what was that again?
And it's really worked with me for a lot of things. I traveled a lot. 2 summers ago, I did a big backpacking trip for Europe, and I was really kind of back and forth about whether I should go. And she was like, who knows if you're going to have time to do it later. You need to do it now. And so I went and had the best trip ever. It's why I'm here. It's why I even met our mutual friend, Richard. I interned in Chicago a couple of summers ago, and she just was really supportive of me doing random things. So
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that one.
Can't borrow tomorrow, Donald.
Thank you. Gosh, you just talk down at me as if you were like my mentor or something.
You are welcome.
It's all right. I take advice for all ages. What do I call your grandmother, though? I got to give her cred.
Yeah, she's Mamaw.
Mamaw?
Yeah.
Listen, my friend's mama once said that you can't borrow tomorrow. That's how I'm going to say it.
That's beautiful.
And I'm hoping y'all write that maybe sometime soon.
At 2:30.
All right, finish this statement.
Oh, gosh.
Donald, if you really knew me, like if you really knew me, and I feel like I know you. Let's be honest. Like, yeah. I mean, we go way back.
Oh, for sure.
Right? But if you really knew me, you would know.
That is hard. That is...
Well, only you can answer it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. If you really knew me, Donald, you would know that you didn't know me at all. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. That's a really hard one to finish.
That might be another song idea, though. Yeah.
So. If you really knew me...
All right, you don't... you want me to give you, like, some examples?
Yeah, I need something to go off of.
Because I feel like you're overthinking this,
yeah.
Right? So I have... I used to put... And I kind of still do. Food is just a catalyst for the sauce that I put on it. Like,
oh,
I love sauce. I mean, I love food. But if it didn't have barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, sometimes all mixed together, ketchup. Like, I just love sauce. So it's just a fun fact. And if you really knew me, you would know that.
Okay. Okay, so if you really knew me, you would know... that I'm on a first name basis with every 7-Eleven worker in Austin. I'm not kidding. I get it 2 Slurpees a day at least.
I was about to ask what's your it's Slurpees?
Slurpees. Yeah. Coke and cherry.
Mixed?
One time I got an A on one of my tests and I was really happy. So I was like, I'm gonna go celebrate, get a Slurpee. And I went in there and my friend, he was like, You got an A. Oh my God, take the Slurpee for free. So every time I got an A, I'd go back to that 7-Eleven. He's my best friend.
I don't know where to go from there. I was not expecting that answer at all. Other than, I can't tell you the last time I had a Slurpee, to be quite honest.
Donald, you're not living.
Oh, but I am. Matter of fact, the way I am, maybe not too much longer, but I am living life to the fullest. Well, that's a fun fact. So you know every 7-Eleven, but it's really not because you love 7-Elevens. You just love Slurpees.
Right. Yeah. I'm in there for one thing.
I don't want to talk.
I'm not here to friendly. Make friends. Mm-mm. I'm not here to make That's, friends.
You got
to
get your fix. Yeah. In and out. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, there are worse vices out there.
I think so.
So I don't know where to refer you here in Nashville to get a Slurpee. I feel normally I would go, you know what? You need to go here.
Is there like a snow cone truck or like,
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Gosh. We'll Google that after the show. How's
Give
that?
Give it a Goog. Okay.
All right. Well, now this is my favorite part. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So it's called Nashville Hits Collecting Dust because a lot of my favorite songs that I've got to hear from a lot of writer friends, artist friends, like some of my favorites, for whatever reason, like it's not for me to say why or if it's right or wrong, but for whatever reason, like 99% of them just never get cut, never get released.
Okay.
They never leave the city limits, right? And and I always just ask them, like, what happened? Like, we fell in love with you over this song, right? That's how we all kind of got to even know you. And like, now they're artists with albums and number one hits. And two or three albums later, that song's still never been cut. And I'm like, but that's what we fell in love with. Right, yeah. And so in my mind, I, you know, was joking around like, what? It's a hit song, just collecting dust, you know? So for you, young Harper,
yes.
You know, a young songwriter, how many songs do you think that you have? And really, I just want one of them and I want your favorite. Mm-hmm. And maybe it has been cut. I don't know a whole lot.
Nope.
Okay. But set one of your favorite songs up. Tell us how you wrote it, the story behind it, and then play it for us.
Okay. So this is a song I wrote, I think my junior year in college, so 2.5 years ago. And it was basically just listening to my girlfriends talking to each other about guys that they were seeing or not seeing. And it's kind of that... it's kind of a worn out idea, but it's about girls constantly being attracted to the wrong guy. So there's a guy that's pursuing you and you are pursuing someone else and he may be pursuing you back, but he's just not really good for you. but I tried to do a more honest take on it. So it's a little out there, I feel like, but it was almost direct quotes from girls talking to girls. So I think those are some of my favorite songs I've written is just girls talking to girls.
Yeah.
And you kind of get the honest answer.
I just heard another hook, by the way. But that being said, you want to go on record by saying that these quotes, none of them are from you. They're all from like your friends.
Yeah. This I'm asking for a friend.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. No, okay. You know,
just wanted to clarify,
like
you know,
I was in the room.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't mute, but I don't know exactly what I said.
Well, I'm excited to hear this song. Will you play it for us?
Yeah, fine, Donald.
Well, if not.
Okay, here we go. I've got my mind set, it's just another night. You're just another guy who's wasting my time. I won't get back, already wish I had. Dear God, please don't be let me sleeping next to you. Is this worth it? Now we're both shirtless. Got your hands all over me, already learned this. Whiskey, don't you play me like that. You give me drunk eyes, green light with drunk eyes. City lights screaming white lies to me, baby, all night. And I don't wanna stay so cold. Whiskey loving you will never get old. Tomorrow's coming way too slow, slow. He's a nice guy, a treat you right guy. Look you in the eye, sky. Give me something more. Yeah, he's a good one, follows the good sign. Tell me why I'm still waking up with you. Is this worth it? No, we're both shirtless. Got your hands all over me, already learned this. Whiskey, don't you play me like that. You give me drunk eyes, green light with drunk. drunk eyes. City lights screaming white lies to me, baby, all night. And I don't wanna stay so cold. Whiskey loving you will never get old. Tomorrow's coming way too. Is this worth it? No, we're both shirtless. Got your hands all over me. Already learned this. Whiskey, don't you play me like that. You give me drunk eyes. Green light with drunk eyes. City lights screaming white lies to me, baby, all night. And I don't wanna stay so cold. Whiskey loving you will never get old. Tomorrow's coming way too slow, slow, yeah. Way too slow.
I just felt like I was set in, like, in the girls' room and got, like, all these inner secrets. And it was a cross between, like, gosh, she's got a great voice. I love the song. And then I shouldn't be listening to this or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the truth, Donald. You just got the truth.
Oh, I just got the scoop.
The scoop, the inner scoop.
You know, if I'd have found this out years ago, it would have helped.
This would have been different for me.
Yeah. Harper, that was awesome.
Thank you.
You're so talented.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I would have never guessed if we hadn't said it, if you hadn't said it on the show, I would have never said, yeah, it started like a year ago. Because you're really good. Yeah. And I can't wait to hear really what comes out of your first co-write today.
Me too.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm excited about getting on this podcast because, you know, when you do what you do, and it's going to, you know, be big regardless, I get to say, hey, you remember that one time?
Hey.
I got it on recording, right? So this is going to be very, very cool. And I'm excited to kind of watch, you know, your career and journey.
Thank you so much.
So you don't have a choice now. I am a part of it.
All right.
Hope you're okay with that.
As long as you know you can't borrow tomorrow, you're allowed to come along.
Hey, Mamaw.
Mamaw knows.
I never not believe what Mamaw says. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Hey, how can people find you, follow you, and keep in touch with you?
So I'm on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat if you want. But Instagram is just Harper O'Neill, O-N-E-I-L-L. And I have a website, harperoneillmusic.com.
Nice. How do you feel like your social media game is? Is it strong to quite strong?
I would say it's getting stronger.
Stronger.
Yeah. But
it's in the gym every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get it.
2 days.
Perfect. Well, hey, thanks so much. I can't wait to have you back on again.
Awesome.
Let's do that. Let's get you a couple of co-writes under your, and then let's come back.
Yeah, see what changes.
Sounds good. All right. See ya.
See ya.